Cal State Channel Island scientist Dr. Patricia Tavermina is walking on a narrow trail in a section of Aliso Canyon. She's carrying a plastic pipe and a sledgehammer, looking for a good spot to take a soil sample.
Might try to dig there. Yeah, I think I'm going to go right over here by this yucca.
Tavermina begins hammering the pipe into the ground.
So this is a 2-foot pole, and I try to get it down 19 inches.
Tavermina has been taking hundreds of soil samples from the Porter Ranch area for the last few months. She's investigating a unique idea. Tiny naturally occurring microbes may be responding to what's being called the largest accidental gas release in U.S. history by consuming some of the methane gas which was released.
A lot of people know that carbon dioxide is a greenhouse gas, and a lot of people know plants can consume carbon dioxide. A lot of people know that methane is a greenhouse gas, but what a lot of people don't know is that there's also organisms that can consume methane.
Tavermina says some of this methane-munching microbial activity was documented during the Deepwater Horizon oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico in 2010. She was involved in that research. Tavermina thinks the bacteria's potential is exciting because not only could it help reduce methane in the atmosphere, it could create some environmentally friendly byproducts.
Just as we can use algae and plants to turn carbon dioxide into fuels or other products, there's actually a whole range of microbial organisms that can take methane and convert it not only to lipids that could be used to generate fuel, but also these methane-consuming microbes. Actually, some of them, they make a biodegradable plastic.
The researcher pulls the pipe she hammered into the ground out of the hillside and carries it over to a sheet of plastic. She has dozens of sample bottles and racks. Using a razor blade, Tavermina cuts open heavy tape which seals the pipe shut, and we see soil.
So it's really dry and light at the top and crumbly. But as you go further down, you can see it's a little denser, and you even start to see some red. But we just start sampling and partitioning it up for DNA, which tells us who's there, and for RNA, which tells us who's active.
The Cal State Channel Islands researcher says they've been trying to learn more about the specific microbes involved, but say they may be something which was previously undocumented.
There's a lineage of bacterium that is enriched near the spill, and this lineage hasn't been described in soils before, but its closest relative, if you look in databases, its closest relative is deep sea bacterium that may be involved in alkane degradation in the deep sea. So we're starting to see these sort of parallel processes at play, which is really exciting.
So if we had another accident like the Porter Ranch leak, could the microbes potentially be used as a way of mitigating the methane?
We need to get more data to be able to say that firmly. The early results indicate that might be going on. Yeah, it does seem to be that it's enriching at the source, but we need to process additional samples to get an idea about the degree of that.
Tavermina says while more research is needed, the potential appears huge. The researcher says the Southern California Gas Company is interested and gave her access to sites near the once-leaking well to do sampling.
This excites me. It excites a number of people in the field because now instead of methane being a product of fossil fuel consumption, now we can reframe how we use our resources to make methane a feedstock to make plastic, and that would do two things. It draws methane out of the atmosphere. It also reduces our reliance on petroleum to make plastic.
The researcher says perhaps something good can come out of the Porter Ranch crisis by at least providing some vital data, which might give us a way of dealing with future accidents of this type. In Porter Ranch, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.